USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden spoke to the nation Monday night, urging us to resist becoming numb to the sorrow that the novel coronavirus had inflicted. The nation marked a milestone of more than 500,000 Americans dead from the pandemic in a solemn ceremony at the White House. It was revealed Monday that the Pratt & Whitney jet engine that burst into flames and forced the United Airlines pilot to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff from Denver had similar blowouts on at least two other flights. This isn't the first time it happened, aviation expert Greg Feith said in an interview, referring to the PW4000 engine's malfunction. Woke Coca-Cola is apparently forcing its employees to complete online training that tells them, try to be less white. A whistleblower inside the company shared screenshots of the presentation, which is based on the toxic book, White Fragility, by Robin DiAngelo. In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel they are inherently superior because they are white. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
For the third time in a week, rockets targeted the U.S. presence in Iraq, with the latest striking the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Texas USA Radio News Bureau's John Clemens reports.
Ed Price of the State Department said the response will be on the U.S. timetable, using all the tools at a time and place in the future, working with the U.S.-led coalition.
What we will not do is lash out and risk an escalation that plays into the hands of Iran and contributes to their attempts to further destabilize Iraq.
The Shiite military group called the Guardians of Blood Brigade claimed responsibility for one of the rocket attacks last week near the Erbil airport that claimed the life of a civilian contractor.
The 8 deaths last year bring to 99 the number of American troops who have died while taking part in the U.S.-led coalition battling ISIS since it began over 6 years ago. 21 were killed in combat and more than 235 have been wounded in action. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration continues to erode the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, through their policies. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration has issued a new set of enforcement guidelines for immigration and customs enforcement. The memo released late last week instructs agents to get pre-approval before arresting some illegal immigrants if they don't fall into three narrow categories. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman says that policies like that are attempting to tear the agency apart. He tells Fox News that he sees the administration's new policies as trying to stop immigration enforcement.
You can't destroy the agency and move everybody over to one side of the house. You got two different types of law enforcement officers in ICE. You have deportation officers, you have special agents. Deportation officers enforce immigration law. They have Title 8 authority. And special agents, they have Title 8 authority, but they also have Title 19 authority and Title 21 authority by statute that the other officers don't have. So you can't just tear the agency apart because you want to stop immigration enforcement. But that, I think that's your end game, right? So, you know, I've said it many times. They'll never abolish ICE, but they will, you know, they'll cripple them with money and they'll cripple them with policies, and that's what they're doing.
ICE was founded under Bush 43 in March of 2003 to protect the United States from cross-border crime and illegal immigration that threatened national security and public safety. Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 NASCAR Cup Series event starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Last year's event was won by Denny Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.